You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Kaivan Dave, the founder of multiple direct-to-consumer brands such as Glider that creates modern personal care and grooming products that inspire love and confidence. Along with that, he has a show that comes out later this year called Staying Uncomfortable. The show is all about pushing people to limits to achieve greatness by doing things that are outside of their comfort zone. Mr. Dave, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric. Really appreciate it. How are things on your end, sir?
Hey, we're doing great and really good to catch up with you. Looking forward to hearing all the details. So for starters, what's your backstory and how did you get started in direct-to-consumer?
So I got started in direct-to-consumer almost 12 years ago. And the way I kind of got started in the whole entire direct-to-consumer side is actually kind of through a lot of failures. Earlier in my career, I started a company in yoga industry, and that turned out to be a huge failure. And throughout that process, I've really learned a lot about how do you connect with your end consumer, how do you actually create a brand, and how do you actually tell a story at the end of the day and resonate that with the end consumer. And that's how I kind of got it started, and what took to a new level, which was right after that, I actually ended up working for a company called Viviscale. It was a hair growth company. They're based out of Ireland. And when I joined the company, I was a solo individual marketer. And slowly and steadily, over the 4 or 5 years, I've actually utilized all my skills and learnings from the previous company that I started, and really able to scale their direct-to-consumer side of marketing and really able to grow their revenue from, you know, just doing a couple hundred thousand dollars to millions of dollars within 4 to 5 years, and being able to build that whole entire team, which was, you know, not an agency, but it was an in-house team, really kind of took that to the next level. You know, that's how I kind of got started. And from there, I worked at a company called RX Bar, which is a whole food protein bar, and kind of led there a little bit of digital and programmatic side of it as well. And from there, you know, I've kind of just been really exploring this direct-to-consumer side of the market, because it's so easy to nowadays create a brand and not really actually worry about, you know, putting that into the brick and mortar and really being able to utilize social media and connecting to the end consumer. And that's how I kind of got started with direct-to-consumer side of marketing, Eric.
I certainly appreciate your sharing those details. Most helpful. So tell us, Mr. Dave, why is every brand trying to go direct-to-consumer now?
I think if we, for an example, take a step back and think about how the millennials now are actually really trying to consume the content in today's world, right? So the previous generation, which was all about paper, right? Newspaper, magazines. I mean, magazines are still utilized today, but the content that is actually being received today is actually done through social media, since, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Pinterest, LinkedIn, all of these channels are what millennials are really spending their time when it comes to consuming content. That's number one. Number two is that, you know, there are now different types of channels available, and it's really interesting to see which are the channels that millennials are tapping into. So, for example, podcasts, right, is a very, very huge and usually in demand today. So if you were to, for example, put the right brand, which is, you know, we'll take, for example, Tim Ferriss, right, which is, he's all about, like, trying different things. And now you have a brand that kind of connects to the audience that Tim attracts, you're going to have a much more success versus you actually trying to go and create a partnership either with Kmart or Walmart. So, you know, those are the things that, like, I think millennials are really looking for in today's society, is that how do I connect with the brand and, you know, know, the brands are realizing that in today's world, it's so much easier for you to acquire a customer through digital channel, either through podcasts or through YouTube as well, versus actually spending money on, you know, print media, television, radio, and et cetera, different channels. And that's why I think every single brand is really gearing towards going direct to consumer marketing. And along with that, Eric, I personally also believe that when you actually have a really great, unique story as a brand, and when you're really put in front of, you know, millions of people, for example, Facebook and Instagram, and if you're able to really cater to the right audience, because now those platforms actually enable you to really target to a very specific audience that you like based on the interest, based on the age group, based on the geolocation, you can actually get your product or services in front of the right people for a very, very cost-effective method. And I think that's why a lot of brands are really looking to tap into direct-to-consumer channel at this point.
On another front, looking at social media, what are your thoughts on social media and why is social media so important?
I think social media has become part of who we are. In today's society, everything, pretty much a lot of information is consumed through social media, and it's going to continue to uphill, where, you know, everybody is like, you know, for an example, my parents didn't use Facebook or Instagram a couple of years back, but now they're really, really interested in utilizing it because they've noticed their friends are using it, and it's much more easier and much more effective way for you to connect with somebody else as well. To give you an example, Instagram is so huge, and I think the platform itself is such an incredible platform because now you are able to connect with people that you never thought that you might be able to connect in your lifetime. And that's how I've been actually able to connect with a lot of brands and a lot of different influencers to really get on my show as well. Because before I had no idea how to connect with those people, connect with those folks at all. And now with utilizing the proper techniques and proper knowledge around social media, I'm able to connect with this brand, connect with this influencers, and really being able to add more value into what they're doing as well. So give you another example. So on Instagram, what I do on a daily basis, Monday to Friday, is I actually take a brand and really do a website optimization. And what I do, what I mean by website optimization is because I have such an intense amount of knowledge in direct-to-consumer and e-commerce, I'm able to look at a website or a brand and say, hey, if you actually optimize this few things, you're going to be able to attract much more customers. You're going to be able to have a higher conversion, and you're going to increase your average order value. And I literally just do this on Instagram. And over the last few weeks, I've had multiple brands reach out to me and say, hey, are you available to do consulting? Are you free to help us strategize our launch plan? And if you now think about if Instagram wasn't there or social media wasn't there, I would have never been able to add value into this brand without even asking them, right? I would have to send an email, follow up, and now I can publicly in my Instagram stories really be able to do this and just provide feedback without even worrying about them sending me a response or not. And that's the beauty of it, is that once you actually realize how powerful social media is and how you can actually add value into what people are doing, you can actually leverage some huge, huge potential power within your group or within your network and become that influencer voice where people are really looking forward to learning from you or asking you a question within that arena itself.
Today we're speaking with Mr. Kyvan Dave, the founder of multiple direct-to-consumer brands such as Glider that creates modern personal care and grooming products that inspire love and confidence here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, if you would, Kyvan, tell us a little bit about your show called Staying Uncomfortable.
So it's literally what the name of the show is, right? Being uncomfortable. I think the main premises of the show is to really actually help people push beyond limits and really help them understand that, you know, how do you achieve greatness? And obviously everybody has a different definition of achieving greatness, but overall it's about doing the things that are outside your comfort zone and really being able to learn new things in life. I've been lucky enough to sit down with few of the big influencers and learn directly from them on how their journey has been in their lifetime. So to give you an example, like Boss Everline, who trains Kevin Hart, when he first started his journey of becoming a personal trainer, you know, he had a class at 5 o'clock in the morning, and there was only one lady who showed up for a couple of months. And, you know, when we were talking about it, he mentioned that I could have easily given up and just give her the money and said, all right, I'm going to, it's only one person, right? So, but those are the things that he talked about and said, you know, I stayed true to myself and stayed committed to what I was doing and really showed up each day for that lady to continue to make sure that I was part of her journey as well. So those are the type of conversation that we are having on the show itself. It's all about the mindset. It's about how do you go to the next level and how do you actually empower other people around you and inspire them as well. So that's what the show is really all about, Eric.
And I'm sure you're looking forward to getting that show on the air, and sounds like a great show to be tuning into. So thanks for bringing our attention to that. In conclusion, any tips or tricks for the listeners, anything they should be aware of, anything you'd like to share?
Yeah, no, I think there's a few things that I just want to leave the listeners here with. Number one is going to be, I think everybody should be utilizing Instagram. It is probably one of the most powerful tools that is available in today's world from social media point of view. If you really want to find out what your competitors are doing in the social media field, the best way to do that is actually using Instagram. So here's what you can do as a kind of being a spy on Instagram for your competition is open up the app on Instagram, put in the brand that is your competitor, and then look at who's all tagging them in pictures. By clicking on the third icon on all the way to the right, you'll be able to see every single person that's actually tagging the brand that is actually utilizing their product. Now what you can do is you can actually go ahead and reach out to those influencers and see if there's an opportunity for you guys to collaborate together on your product or services that you might have. So this trick works over and over again for me when I'm working with a lot of product or services. So keep that in mind. And then second thing is, you know, when you first think about doing something, it's really going to be hard. It's really going to be scary. And one thing that I've learned from the show is that I was never ready to be in front of a camera, never confident enough, but over and over and over again, I did it, and now I build that confidence to be sitting in front of a camera and being able to share and talk with some big influencers, and it has helped me out a lot. So what I would suggest here is that don't be afraid, because the most uncomfortable things will lead you to the most rewarding things in your life.
Mr. Dave, really some great stuff, great information shared here today. Really appreciate it. And I'm sure our listeners want to know where they could get further details on Glider and shop around.
So feel free to visit our website at www.glider.io. And if you want to personally reach out to me, you can email me at kd@glider.io.
Very good. Again, Kyvan, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success to you and the company. And thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks a lot, Eric. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Kyvan Dave, the founder of multiple direct-to-consumer brands such as Glider, that creates modern personal care and grooming products that inspire love and confidence. And for further details, simply visit glider.io. And this link will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.